Eagles fans, I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Now, there's a lot going on with the Philadelphia Eagles, and that's why we're bringing in NFL Network analyst Charles Davis to break everything down. And Charles, let me start with Michael Vick. He restructured his deal to be here in Philadelphia in 2013. What does that mean for the Eagles at the quarterback position going into this season?
Well, right off the top, it means better competition for who's going to be the starter. We've already heard your head coach, Chip Kelly, say that he and Nick Foles, who finished the season as the starting quarterback, well, was the named starting quarterback before he got hurt down the stretch, that they're going to battle it out to see who's going to be the starter. The second thing I see is no matter what part of the Oregon offense that we've all seen Chip Kelly run over time that he brings with him to Philadelphia, Michael Vick, to me, is better equipped to run that than Nick Foles is. So right off the top, you're signing a guy who seems to be a better match for whatever elements Chip Kelly wants to bring into that offense than the guy who's currently seems to be the heir apparent. So last but not least, you also get a Michael Vick who's motivated. Why? Because now he's got to prove once again that he's worthy of being the starting quarterback in the league, worthy of what people have invested in him. And you notice he didn't try and get really out to the open market, was happy to restructure and re-sign with Philadelphia, even though the man who brought him to Philadelphia, Andy Reid, is no longer there.
Now, Charles, I love that point you made about the motivation. Why do you think a partnership with Michael Vick and Chip Kelly can be fruitful? Why do you think it could be successful?
Well, I think it would be successful because, don't forget, you've got two guys now who are proving something to the NFL. Remember, Chip Kelly, as the new head coach, and remember this, and we'll get into this a little bit more as we go on, I'm sure, he's to the outside world and maybe even to a lot of people in the NFL, Chip Kelly as an NFL head coach is a case study, meaning how much of the college stuff is he bringing with him that can be successful in the NFL? How many of his ideas can he take from college where he just ran over people and ran by people can be successful in the NFL? Will these guys buy into what he's selling? All of those things, he's got things to prove also. Michael Vick, on the other hand, remember, for a while there, it looked like he had the world by the tail again. Comeback player of the year. Eagles were in the playoffs. One pass into the end zone away from advancing past Green Bay, which later won the NFL championship. So when you put it all together that way, and now people are saying, once again, another incarnation of Michael Vick's career where he can't do it, or he should be cut, or maybe he's got to try it somewhere else. You've got two guys with strong motivation. And one other piece, again, if they're implementing things from the Oregon offense where the quarterback becomes a more, how would you say it, dangerous threat to run the football or put pressure on the defense with his legs, that's right up Michael Vick's alley. That's much more his game than obviously Nick Foles, where his legs are not the main issue. With Nick Foles, his legs are buy a little bit of extra time, slip and slide in the pocket, use your footwork. But as far as beating people around the edge, getting to the corner, I don't think we'll ever be calling those types of plays for Nick Foles, not with any great success.
Now, Charles, you have a great grasp of the college game. I see that Tennessee game ball in the background there. Obviously, you have your feel for the NFL. What aspects of Chip Kelly's Oregon offense do you think that he will bring over into the NFL?
Oh, that's the great unknown, isn't it? It's one of the great question marks that's out there. And I will go on record as saying that I think that there are elements he will bring to it, but I'm not sure he will fully implement what we saw at Oregon, because I'm not sure you can do it with the numbers that you have in the NFL and run it series after series after series. To me, it's a beautiful enhancement. It's a great changeup. It's an adjunct to what you do on offense. Similar, and I've used this point before, I'll use it here in Philadelphia. Paul Westhead, you remember that name? Basketball coach, Los Angeles Lakers, won an NBA championship before Magic Johnson deemed him not necessary, and he was drummed out. Went to the college game, Loyola Marymount. Had a system, because remember they call it run the system, a shot every 7 seconds. They ran people into submission. Then he went to the Denver Nuggets and wanted to do similar things in an NBA schedule. 82 games regular season, hopefully make the playoffs. It didn't work. Why? Because you have to put so much into your practices in order for the system to work. You can't just come out on Sunday and run Chip Kelly's Oregon system and not do it all week long where you go full speed, full scale. Now we're talking about older players, more hits, more wear on them, Can they practice the same way? You don't have the same numbers that you have in college. We have 95 scholarships plus scout team guys. Remember, a lot of your first line guys have to service your team as scout guys on the other side of the ball. I don't think it's realistic to think that they can do it full time. That's just me. He may prove me wrong. But as far as a change up, like a 2-minute offense, change the tempo of a game, as we've seen the number of teams start to do in the NFL, I think it's right up their alley. He'll have them in better shape, better condition. Mentally, their approach will be different. And that's what I think Chip Kelly's bringing that's going to be something that people need to keep an eye out for. He's bringing the mental aspect of it, not just the physical, that maybe we haven't seen full scale in the NFL.
A lot of people talk about that program that he's trying to build, much like the one he's done at Oregon, winning 46 games in the course of four seasons, going to four BCS bowl games. Now, Chip Kelly has finished out. He's filled his coaching staff. You have plenty of NFL experience at the coordinator positions with Pat Shurmur, Bill Davis, and Dave Phipp as a special teams coordinator. What stands out to you, Charles, about the coaching staff that he's brought with him to Philadelphia?
8 guys are coming to work for the Philadelphia Eagles that have Oregon ties and Chip Kelly ties. Now, a lot of those guys were not frontline coaches at Oregon, and they won't be frontline coaches with Philadelphia. But they will help this staff understand Chip Kelly and what he's thinking and help implement a lot of the things that he's going to want to do. The two that jump out to me, Jerry Azzanaro, the defensive line coach. Looks like a D-line coach, right? I don't know if you had a chance to meet Jerry yet. When you see him, you think to yourself, now that's a football coach right there. And he'll get the best out of those guys. Plus, he'll be able to carry the message to the rest of the coaches, guys who haven't worked with Chip before. This is what he expects. This is how he expects it to be done. This is how we're going to do it. And he'll help show them. The second guy, to me, maybe the most important, is the sports performance guy, Sean Hulse. Why? Because Chip Kelly's ideas are going to be what the NFL would term radical. Look, I watched them at Oregon. Do you know that on a day before a game, what is traditionally done in the NFL, Chris? A walkthrough, right? Everyone gets together, you walk through stuff, you go, you know, low speed, if at all, you go through things. Do you know that at Oregon, the day before the game was not a walkthrough day? It was a full practice day. Because the way that they look at it with the sports science and all, your body needs to fire better the day before the game, not a couple of days before the game. So they flipped it. Their walkthrough day is 2 days before the game. That will be radical in NFL annals. That will be different than how teams do it. So it'll be interesting to see how much of that he implements in the NFL, which I think will be considerable, because I know Chip Kelly believes in it and believes that's the best way to win football games. I don't think he's too worried about saying, well, I got to do it the NFL way. He's going to do it the Chip Kelly way, and it'll be different than how everyone else does it. That's just one small example.
That would be completely unconventional if he brought that method to the walkthroughs in the NFL. Charles, my last question is this. Michael Vick has restructured his contract. Chip Kelly has his staff in place. What are the biggest needs facing the Philadelphia Eagles as they now look towards the draft and free agency to get ready for Chip Kelly's first season as head coach?
Well, instead of talking personnel, because that'll come up a lot as we go on, here's what people are going to need to bring to them when it's time to go to work for Chip Kelly in Philadelphia. You better be fanatical. You better be in prime condition, because you're going to go, go, go. I watch Chip Kelly's practices, and Chip doesn't slow down himself. How he's not 130 pounds, I'm not sure. Okay? But he's involved in every aspect of it, exhorting it, coaching the coaches, coaching the players, the whole deal. Make sure that you're ready to roll when it comes time for that. And if you're a defender, it's very similar to how Steve Spurrier used to be, and maybe still, I'm sure still is, as a head coach. He wants a defensive coordinator who will do what? Get him the football so that he can run his ball plays. Chip Kelly wants the same exact thing, and he got that when he had Nick Aliotti as his defensive coordinator at Oregon, where they came at you in waves like a hockey ship, where he'd have 20-something guys ready to go because he wanted fresh guys on the field, because they also knew how fast the offense scored. Defense could get tired out. So guys who may not have played as much before, you may get a little extra time now as they try and do things of that nature. It'll be fun to watch, but last but not least, be players that will go get the football. Be a ball hawk. Be a guy who can create turnovers and get the ball for the offense. You want to make the team for Chip Kelly? Be one of those guys. He'll treat you like solid gold as long as his offense possesses the football, because the defense went and got it for him.
That's a mentality that Eagles fans certainly want to see. Tremendous insight from NFL Network analyst Charles Davis. And that'll do it for us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Chris McPherson. Have a great Eagles Day, everyone.